Public Complaints Commission has reported a significant increase in complaints against police actions. Tobacco Harm Reduction Zambia has noted that safer alternatives can provide a route to a healthier future for Zambians. In international news, South Africa's Democratic Alliance Party has gone to court over employment equity quota. And in sports, the Zimbabwe Football Association leadership has visited newly crowned Bundesliga champions Bayern Munich.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Police Public Complaints Commission has reported a significant 36% increase in complaints against police actions during the first quarter of 2025, receiving a total of 61 complaints compared to 45 in the fourth quarter of 2024. This rise is largely attributed to intensified public sensitization and awareness campaigns that have effectively informed citizens about the Commission's mandate and functions. Lusaka province recorded the highest number of complaints with 41 cases, followed by Copperbelt province with 7, Western, Southern, Central and Wapula provinces each registered 3 complaints, while Eastern, Northern, Muchinga and Northwestern provinces reported no complaints during this period. Police Public Complaints Commission Chairperson Zunga Siakalima revealed that the Commission has recommended 12 cases to the Inspector General of Police for disciplinary action against officers found to have acted improperly. He further disclosed that the Commission received 7 complaints concerning deaths in police custody and one related to death resulting from police action. Mr. Siakalima underscored the Commission's deep commitment to thoroughly investigating all cases involving deaths linked to police conduct and appealed to the public to report such incidents promptly. He also encouraged anyone who has experienced injustice at the hands of the police to come forward and present their complaints, reaffirming the Commission's dedication to promoting accountability and justice. The Lusaka City Council has embarked on Constituency Development Fund CDF sensitization and education programs. Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Bulumba Mnyambe says the program is aimed at equipping residents in all 7 constituencies of Lusaka with information and knowledge on its benefits, how to initiate and submit project proposals, and how to access it. Mr. Nyambe added that the program, which has already commenced in Mandevu, Matero, and Lusaka Central, will continue until the 38 wards in the 7 constituencies benefit from the initiative. In more news, Tobacco Harm Reduction, THR Zambia, has noted that safer alternatives can provide a route to a healthier future for Zambians. THR Zambia spokesperson Rebecca Mwambu pointed out that in much of the world, Zambians are familiar with the appeal of lifestyle choices that might present health risks. She emphasized that whether it is alcohol, tobacco, or unhealthy eating habits, the temptations of modern living are a reality that everyone faces daily. Ms. Mwambu stressed that rather than judging or condemning, strategies should be developed that support healthier decisions without imposing unrealistic expectations of perfection. She highlighted that in Zambia, tobacco-related diseases such as heart disease, respiratory illness, and cancer place a burden on families and the healthcare system. Ms. Mwambu asserted that simply instructing people to quit is insufficient. She pointed out that safer nicotine alternatives such as nicotine pouches, e-cigarettes and heated tobacco products hold great potential. She states that these alternatives provide nicotine without exposing users to the thousands of harmful toxins found in cigarettes. Patriotic Front, PF Kitwe District Chairman Evaristo Chilufya says the Patriotic Front have learned from the mistakes they made in the past and have promised to do better once voted into power next year. Mr. Chilufya said the party was voted out of power because of the mistakes that did not satisfy the Zambian people. Mr. Chilufya says it is important for each party to admit and learn from the mistakes that made the party to be out of power, stating that it is not that the party lacked leadership, but because they did not listen to the people that made them to be out of power. In international news, South Africa's Democratic Alliance, DA party, has gone to court to challenge the Employment Equity Amendment Act in the latest crisis in the country's government of national unity. It strongly opposes Section 15A of the new law, which allows the Labour Minister to introduce numerical targets in some economic sectors. This will require businesses with more than 50 employees to ensure their workforce reflects historically disadvantaged groups, including black people, women, and those living with disabilities. The DA argues that this is unconstitutional and that employment should be based on skill and merit rather than race, gender, or disability status. It has described the legislation as anti-transformative and says it will result in job losses. The African National Congress ANC Party Labour Minister has labelled the legal action as a clear attempt to hold transformation in the workplace and preserve historical inequalities. The court battle signals the latest clash between the DA and the ANC, the two biggest parties in government of national unity. Still in international news, in Togo, the opposition has denounced the controversial appointment of the President of the Republic as head of a new powerful executive body. On Saturday, Farah Sibe, who has been in power since 2005 following the death of his father, he was granted the new title of President of the Council of Ministers by Parliament. In this role, he holds increased power, including the possibility of being re-elected indefinitely for six-year terms by the MPs. Opponents have condemned the appointment as a constitutional coup, which they say could mark yet another setback for democracy in a region already plagued by military coups. A coalition of political parties and civil society groups in Togo pledged on to ramp up both national and international pressure on President Faure Gnassingbé. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at what is we FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Power. 1.3 FM. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
The Zimbabwe Football Association, ZIFA leadership, has visited newly crowned Bundesliga champions Bayern Munich to learn from them. ZIFA confirmed that its president, Nkobile Magwizi, and Warriors coach, Michael Nies, visited Bayern Munich last week and held discussions with the club's head of match and tactics analysis and scouting, Marcus Brunschneider. And, well, Magwizi has been busy rebuilding Zimbabwe football after a one-year ban and COVID-19 effects slowed down the country's football growth. The ZIFA